Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Hi, and welcome to the show. Thank you so much for tuning in today and listening to another episode on Parenting in the Thick of It. Sorry about that little bang just there. I've got construction work going outside and there will be the odd little background noise today, but that's okay. It's COVID and everything's acceptable during COVID. So today I have a very special guest with me. She is a friend and colleague and someone I really look up to and admire. Her name is Janet Philbin. And I thought it would be really, really cool to get her on the show to help us all help us manage ourselves or better manage ourselves and where we're at, what we're thinking, what we're doing during COVID. So Janet, welcome and thank you so much for being a guest with me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Louise. It is really my honor to be able to share this time with you.
Yeah, and me and the listeners, you're going to love Janet. And I will post everything about her in the podcast notes, so you can always go there just to get everything you need. But Janet, why don't you, because you will do it better than me, why don't you share with the listeners what you do and share your very exciting news as to what you have just recently launched?
Thanks so much. So first and foremost, I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I'm based in New York. I'm also a hypnotherapist, and I am a certified conscious parenting coach. I've graduated with Dr. Shefali's program, her coaching institute, and that was about a year and a half ago. So I have a private practice, and I treat patients who are dealing with a variety of life crises in addition to parent coaching. And most recently, I've published a book called Show Up for Yourself, A Guide to Inner Awareness and Growth. So that's kind of what there is to say about me.
Yeah. And I have read the book and I loved it. I ate it up because, you know, for years, those of you that follow my podcast, you know that I've been very interested in my own growth and helping other parents grow and evolve in their journey as parents. And there's a huge big piece of this that I often talk about when I'm talking about our triggers to parenting the child within. You know, we always say how many children have we got? And I say I've got three, but actually I've got four. And the very one child I should have parented and paid more attention to before I had kids was my own child. But it's really the children in front of us that wake us up to the fact that there is a little child within us begging to be seen and heard and understood. So Janet's book is all about that. And, you know, I've read energy work, I've read healing work, I've read chakra work, and I'm fascinated by it all and the whole hypnotherapy piece to it. But you have managed to write something, and I think I said this to you, that is all of it in one place. And it's written in a way where you share your own story so beautifully. You really give us a view into your journey. And I think it was just so helpful for me to have all these different pieces that I had read about, but I'd not managed to kind of integrate them into, kind of put it in one place. And your book did exactly that for me. So share with the listeners a little bit more about your book and what inspired you to write it. And then maybe we can talk about how we can show up for yourself, as the title of the book, during COVID. Because this time is grave and as terrible, quote unquote, as it is, and the stress that it's putting on us, there is light at the end of that tunnel, in that tunnel, in that it's a tremendous opportunity for us to go within. But anyway, share with the listeners a bit more about your book and what took you there.
Well, thanks, Louise. And thank you for reading it and for enjoying it so much. And I'm really glad it spoke to you. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted to write it, is I've been practicing. I've been a social worker for 30 years. I've been a practicing hypnotherapist for 18 or 19 years now, as well as an energy healer for many years. And I've been doing deep work with people to help them heal their inner child for more of my career at this point than not. And it's something that I'm very passionate about because it was a journey I had to take myself. Mm-hmm. Because I had my own trauma in childhood, as most of us have. Mm-hmm. And I've just come to learn that it doesn't really matter what type of trauma somebody has had. Some of us had big T traumas and some people have multiple little T traumas, but trauma is trauma and all trauma needs healing. And the younger one inside of us is that one that is still carrying the pain. And the way the deeper mind works is that the deeper mind has no sense of time. So if you had a traumatic experience at 5, say, when you fell off your bicycle and skinned your knee, and you went inside to mom or dad and they ignored you, they were like, oh, you're okay, tough it out, boys don't cry, girls take care of themselves, and you were dismissed, that could be trauma. And so that little child learns in that moment, A, my feelings aren't important, B, I don't matter, C, I have to take care of myself, or any other conclusion that a 5-year-old might make. But here's the problem. Now it's 20 years later, 30 years later, and for all these years, every time our feelings have gotten hurt, we have gotten injured, we have been ignored, I'm not acting from a place of my 35-year-old self. I'm acting from the place of the 5-year-old self who says, suck it up. And I shove all my emotions down, or I don't get anyone to help me when I'm injured. And I have to be all stoic and in charge of it, like I don't need anyone, but inside I'm really in pain. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about everybody else out there and all of your listeners, but I got to the point in my life where I didn't want my 5-year-old self or my 10-year-old self running my show. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
It just doesn't work.
Yeah. And for those listening, when we say that, you know, you maybe don't realize, but when if you've got toddlers, and they're having a hissy fit over the sippy cup, and you begin to have a bit of a tantrum with them over the sippy cup, this is your inner child coming out to play with them. Or if your teenager's getting a bit sassy and a bit uppity with you and they're being disrespectful, we join them in the ring at whatever age that was.
Right. So then your own inner 5-year-old is fighting with the 5-year-old in front of you or the teenager in front of you, and it just doesn't work. And I got to a point in my life in my very early 20s when I was in graduate school where I began to feel very uncomfortable. And I realized that my past, that I thought I had neatly wrapped up in a box and shoved in a corner in a closet, was coming back and was poking me and was waking up. And I went and got help. I went and found a social worker, because I was in social work school, what else was I going to do? And I started very traditional therapy to start working on this stuff that was bothering me. And I thought the therapist would say, okay, I'm going to help you continue to keep it in that box where you shoved it. But that's not really what happened. I had to unpack it. Mm-hmm. And it became a journey. And as I moved along in my life, I started doing other things to help me heal. And when I learned hypnosis, I then also became a client of hypnosis and used hypnosis to help me heal and energy work to help me heal and then conscious parenting to help me heal. Mm-hmm. So it's been a long journey of healing, more than 30 years, and I don't want my journey of healing to ever end. Mm-hmm. So I use my own journey as a model in the book to say, you know what? We can all do this. Mm-hmm. And here is a way to do it. It is not the way. I don't believe in a the way of anything because we're all different humans. So different things work for different people. We all have different strengths. We all have different coping skills. We all have different belief systems. Mm-hmm. This is a way that's worked for me. And for the last 18 years, worked with all the clients that I've worked with. Mm-hmm. Have some people taken longer than others? Yes. Have some people said, Janet, I can't do this work anymore right now? Absolutely. Have some people come to my office and sat down and after a few sessions realized the way this happens doesn't work for me? 100%. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. I respect that. Mm-hmm. But I work with people not only in person, but all over the world. Mm-hmm. Who come to me specifically to do this deep kind of inner healing. So the reason why I wrote the book is because I wanted more people to have access to this knowledge. Mm-hmm. Because it's not my knowledge. Mm-hmm. It's for everybody. Mm-hmm. And if I can help people help themselves, then that's my big why. That's my big reason for doing it. And that's why I allowed myself to be vulnerable in the book and share a lot of my story. Mm-hmm. Because as a therapist, we don't really share our stories with our clients.
No.
So it's a big deal.
Yeah. And it was a big deal for me when I, you know, put my book out there. You know, I shared my stories as well. And I think, you know, as you will find through when readers start reading, well, customers start buying your book and they get back to you, you realize that they really relate to you because they realize that you and I and every other author, no matter what you're writing about, we all have our own stories.
Right.
And so it helps them feel like they're not alone because you always think it's just you or just me. It's only mm-hmm. me that can't deal with this during this time. It's not, you know, just because we do what we do doesn't mean we are exempt from the challenges that people are facing today. We're all facing these challenges. And so I think it's so great to be able to share our stories. And I really loved the stories you shared in your book. So I just wanted to also add here as well that to the listeners that are listening, I have told you about this amazing parenting conference that's on right now, that's going to start, that's accessible on the 25th of April and forever after that. It was going to be an in-person conference in Philadelphia, and through COVID, it's now online and it's free. Well, my lovely listeners, I have got news for you because Janet is another one of the presenters there. So if you're interested in doing a bit of inner work and deconstructing your past and peeling back those layers, then Janet's got an awesome workshop at the conference. So I will also post the details for that conference in the podcast notes, as well as access to Janet's new book and to her website, Hypnosis for Hope. So I just wanted to put that in there because if people are listening and they're like, oh, I love this woman, I need to do some work with her, you know, that's a way for you to get a taste of and a flavor for what Janet does, you know, in her practice one-on-one with clients. So COVID.
Yeah.
This COVID. Time we're in. How can we show up for ourselves during this time? You know, how can we somehow see the gift that is being given us to us during these times? I don't want to underplay the gravity of the situation. You're in New York. It's horrific there. I'm a bit better off where I am. It's the stats are not so bad here. But, you know, I do try and see something positive in everything. And I think that there is light in the tunnel. Without light, there's no, you know, there's no, without light, there's no dark. Without dark, there's no light. So how can we find the light? And, you know, perhaps this is an opportunity for us to really dive deep and go within. So how could this work help parents right now show up for themselves during these times?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. And I love the analogy you use of the tunnel, and it's actually an analogy I use in the book. Mm-hmm. And it's something I've always talked about with my clients. that there's no going around anything. Mm-hmm. And COVID is no different. We all must go through this. We have to go through this tunnel. And it does feel dark many times, and it does feel heavy. And here in New York, it's heavy right now. It's scary. And we have to be very conscious and very aware of ourselves in this time. And that means a few things. It means showing up for yourself in self-care, whether that's exercise, eating healthy food, putting some fun in your day with your family, however your family likes to have fun. I keep telling my kids, let's have a dance party. My children are older now. They're 15, 20, and 22. And every time I'm like, come on, let's have a dance party, they look at me like I have five heads. I've yet to engage them in it, but I'm going to. And we have to just show up. Meditate. I cannot recommend meditating enough.
And me neither. My listeners know that.
You must meditate. It is a must, because the reason why we have anxiety, and I think this is an important thing to point out, because many people are having so much anxiety now. People who never had anxiety are having anxiety, and they're like, what the heck is this? And other people who've had some anxiety or depression, they're skyrocketing into panic attacks where they're going into urgent cares thinking they're having a heart attack, and it is an anxiety attack. And it's something they've never experienced before, because they were always able to manage their day-to-day anxiety. So the thing about anxiety is, anxiety shows up when we are not present in the moment. So anxiety will show up when our thoughts are going backwards into the past, ruminating on what had happened, or, and more usually, in the future, worrying and thinking and trying to control events that haven't happened yet. So
relevant now.
So
watch
relevant.
That story in your head.
Yes. So what I'm always telling my clients, and what I'm doing for myself, quite frankly, many, many times a day, is when I catch my thoughts worrying about even just going to the supermarket here, and I don't know how it is where everybody else is, but here in New York, the supermarket is an expedition, and it requires decontamination as you walk back into your home. So that is anxiety producing for many people, something that we used to just take for granted. So we have to be very present in the moment. Right now, look at the clock. Okay, it is 5 p.m. in the afternoon on Monday. The sun is out. I'm wearing blue jeans and a black shirt, and I'm breathing. Mm-hmm. And that is all we have, is this moment. And the beautiful thing about the moment you're in is when you bring your conscious awareness to the present moment, you can't have anxiety. Mm-hmm. There is no anxiety in the present moment. So, for example, I actually had a client today, someone I've known many, many years, and she pops in and out of therapy when needed. And she called me because the anxiety is through the roof because of COVID. And she's one of these people that had to go to urgent care with a panic attack. And as I spoke to her, we just started talking a little bit, chit-chatting, and she's a reader. And I said, oh, well, what do you love to read? And so we start talking about the genre of book she likes to read, and she was telling me her authors, and I happen to like the same kind of genre, and I was telling her my favorite author in that genre and my favorite series, and we did that for maybe 5 or 7 minutes. And then I said to her, how's your anxiety? She goes, I don't have any. And I said, do you know why that is? I said, because we were engaged in a conversation very present with one another. There was no room for anxiety because we were engaged in the present moment. So we have to remember that. And it's a really good skill. It's such a simple thing to reorient yourself. Mm-hmm. Take a breath, place your hand on your chest, feel your heart, look at the clock, pay attention to what day it is, look at the weather outside. What room are you sitting in? What color are the walls? What color is the floor? What clothing do you have on? is there music on in the background, TV in the background? And that will bring you present. Now, someone with high anxiety might need to do that 100 times a day. Mm-hmm. Someone else may not. Oh, my other tip is no news. Do not watch the news. If people are on social media and you see tweets or Facebook feeds or Instagram posts about things that are making you anxious, please scroll through them. Do not stop and read them. Mm-hmm. All that external input also not good for coping with the emotions and stressors that we have to deal with Corona. This mm-hmm. is not good. Mm-hmm. I have limited my news to some, most days, no news. Every once and again, I'll put it on for 5 minutes. Just because I'm in New York, I think, and I need to just kind of know what's happening. My county right now is the hot spot in New York where I live. So it's a little much, but we have to stay on the breath. We have to stay present. And that's, I feel professionally, that is absolutely the best way to get through this tunnel of Corona. We're into the light on the other side.
Yeah. And, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, the listeners that are familiar with me and how I operate, you know, meditation is absolutely key, mindfulness absolutely key, you know, which is being open to the present moment as it is, as it evolves, you know, with curiosity, with kindness, with compassion, no judgment, just here and now, and it changes with each new moment. Mm-hmm. So it's been absolutely pivotal for me. And the news thing, I don't know if I've shared this with my listeners, actually, just how a radical stance. You know how where I am on the news, right?
Yes, I do. I shared it before,
but you know, I don't know if I've actually shared it with my listeners. I think maybe I have on some of my Meditation on Monday, my mom podcast, and for dads, because I've got lots of dads. Is, you know, I really don't watch the news, don't listen to the news, don't read the news. I haven't for years. And I've been called socially irresponsible. I've been called all sorts of names. It's fine. I don't take it personally. And I'm trying to think back to why I decided not to. And it wasn't because I'm someone with high anxiety. I actually don't. I probably have totally, quote unquote, normal levels of anxiety. I consider myself fortunate. But I just got fed up with the lack, with the drama, with the negativity, with just all the... The news was just filled with things that weren't good in life. And I would rather fill my hours and days with things that make me feel good, that are more positive. Now, that's not to say I turn a blind eye to all the negativity and, you know, just stick my head in the sand. I, believe it or not, I'm still pretty aware of what is going on in the world, just not the detail and not the constant bombardment that you can get when you're, you know, tuned into it all the time. So I really have not watched the news for probably close on to 3 years now.
Wow.
Yeah. And so this is no different. And I have not watched the news since COVID. I've read other articles on it for sure, but I just haven't been drawn into the news feed. And I certainly feel that I can show up a better person. I can show up and be a better mom, better human, better wife, better me, without the negativity and without the fear. I think the fear piece is big. And what is interesting is just recently I did see something that was not nice. And I just felt this fear. It was so, I think because I haven't been hit by it for a long time, it hit me. It was like being hit by a massive wave. And I just felt, this, it was actually nausea. It made me feel quite sick to the pit of my stomach. And I think just because I don't spend time there, that it was very obvious when it hit me. And all I could think was, wow, there are people who read this stuff. And with no judgment, but people who read this stuff, that it doesn't hit them like that because they're so hit from all of it.
Right.
That it's just another hit. Whereas, you know, it really led me to realize the enormity of that on one's system. And not to mention one's immune system, you know, because at a cellular level, every single cell is secreting the cortisol and stress hormones. So, you know, we might think we're worried and fearful, but the actual ill effects of that on our health from a cellular level is right. not and to be dismissed and ignored.
I agree 100%. And part of the reason why it sneaks up on people in the form of a panic attack is because they've been unaware that all of this stuff is happening on a subconscious level. Mm-hmm. And so we walk around ignoring the feelings. And when we do that, it still has an impact on the physical body. Mm-hmm. So we want to be aware of the feelings. Feelings show up for us so we can feel them. Feelings are just an experience within the physical body. Mm-hmm. They become emotions when we label them. So we need to first show up for the self, pay attention to the feelings, pay attention to what our needs are, and do good self-care and make ourselves sacred first. Because then when we do that, we can be there for our children, mm-hmm. no matter how old they are, or maybe our elderly parents or siblings or friends who might need our support. Mm-hmm. Because when we first show up for ourselves, whether we're in a time of crisis like COVID, or once this passes, because it will, mm-hmm. we still need to keep showing up for ourselves in order to be there to do the things we need to do in life yeah. for the people around us.
Absolutely. So
it's a healing that has to happen within. Mm-hmm. And we create space for us to take care of us. Mm-hmm. And we have more for others that way.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And in terms of feeling the feelings, you know, you mm-hmm. were saying at a subconscious level, we don't realize, you know, I my question is, when someone is just used, we become so accustomed to feeling a certain way. And if you've been inundated with news, and it's just been a gradual kind of filling up. Mm. I think we're not even aware of how it is we're feeling. You know, so on a subconscious level, we get it. But I think people have become so used to feeling this way, to being in their limbic brain for so much of the time with high reactivity, high negativity, high sense of kind of lack and drama. We get caught up in it that we don't even know we're there. But our base levels are so high that we don't even feel the feelings, because the feelings are almost become normal.
Yeah. Yeah. We become numb to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So it's sort of like what I was talking about with myself, that I took all of my traumas and I put them in a little box and they were stored there. Mm-hmm. And I was used to how they felt in their storage container, mm-hmm. wherever I was keeping that in my physical body, mm-hmm. more than likely my lower abdomen, which is the spleen chakra, which is our emotional center where our inner child lives, if we're talking energy. Mm-hmm. So when I was in class in social work school doing developmental psychology, and my childhood was getting poked at, it was like someone was knocking my box and mm-hmm. knocking this mm-hmm. inner me off of its balancing point. And everything I was comfortable keeping contained was becoming uncomfortable, and I had to feel it.
And did you feel it in your spleen chakra? Did you get, was it the digestive things that kind of came to the forefront, or?
That's a good question. I mean, off the top of my head, I don't really remember mm-hmm. exactly where I felt it in my body, but I know that's where it was because of all the work I've done over the years. Mm-hmm. I just know I did not want to go to that class, and I had to every week, mm-hmm. you know, for a whole semester. And I knew being in that class mm-hmm. felt uncomfortable. I was resistant. I didn't like it. I didn't want to learn about childhood psychology. The whole thing. I mean, it was just glaring everywhere. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened. Mm-hmm. When we get used to feeling a certain way, and then all of a sudden there's a shift, and what used to feel comfortable no longer feels comfortable, mm-hmm. we have to then adjust. There's actually, the psychological term is going from ego syntonic to ego dystonic. So we're moving from something that was comfortable to something that wasn't. But that's when the magic happens. That's when healing happens. That's when we can grow, we can gain insight. Which is why my favorite quote by Anise Nin is, and the day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was greater than the risk it took to blossom. You know, because staying in pain hurts. It hurts. And even though it might be scary to open those petals, it's not going to hurt as much, because going through the healing of something that was traumatic in the past is not going to be as painful as the original event. If you're with someone who can support you in the healing. We always have to be safe. I want to put that big disclaimer. You must be safe with whomever you choose to do healing work with.
Absolutely. But, you know, together, I'm looking at the clock here. I could talk all day with you, Janet. Yeah. It's so amazing. And I'm just sort of thinking here. So listeners who are listening, they're curious, because this is like the perfect time to take some time to do the inner work, to go inside. And what better a guide than Janet's book? If you're interested in it, then, you know, grab yourself a copy and you could start going through it during these times. It would be a fascinating exercise to do for many people. And in terms of showing up for yourself during COVID, it will really help you move through it. And the other thing that's really cool with this work is it will help you identify your triggers. And without going into triggers in too much detail, because that's a whole other conversation, it will help you realize that the child in front of you is not actually the trigger. And the trigger is the emotional experience that's within you from your childhood that is being activated in the face of the behaviors that your children in front of you are exhibiting. So it will not only help you, it'll help you show up for yourself, but it's going to help you in your relationships with your children and becoming more connected with them and understanding yourself and why you show up the way you do. And if there's things in the way you're showing up that you don't really love and you're not proud of, then this is the way you can start to break the patterns. But look at the triggers, look at the belief systems, look at where they've come from in your past, the emotional pain, so that that pain of the past doesn't keep showing up in the present moment every time you're activated in certain situations. So there's never been a time where the human race is potentially more activated with fear. So this whole piece about showing up for yourself and doing the work is so, so relevant at this time. So Janet, share with the listeners where they can get your book. And I mean, I've got the, I'll share it in the notes as well, but I know that there's various things on Amazon right now. So share with them.
Yes, thank you. So yeah, the book is available on Amazon. Just type in Show Up For Yourself and it will pop up. There's an ebook version and a paperback version. If your readers want to read a little of the book, the first couple of chapters, they can head over to my website, hypnosisforhope.com. And on the book page, there's a link to get a free PDF of the first couple chapters. If they'd like to do that, they can do that and not have to invest any money. And they can find me on Facebook at Hypnosis for Hope or Instagram at Janet_Philbin_LCSW. And I would love to hear from everybody. Just send me a message over social media or contact me through my website.
And I'll put the links to your Instagram and Facebook page in the podcast notes as well.
Thank you.
You can all chase Janet up and see see what she does and all the amazing work she does and how this book will help so many humans worldwide and parents certainly. So if you're interested, I would highly recommend that you seek out Janet, and also don't forget to sign up for that parenting conference, because Janet's doing a workshop, I'm doing a workshop, there's various other experts, Dr. Shivali is doing a keynote speech. So it's awesome and it's free. So don't forget to hop over there and make sure you're signed up. You've still got time, because I think it's starting tomorrow actually. So we will look forward to seeing you there online with us. And in the meantime, Janet, thank you so, so much for being with me today.
Thank you, Louise. It has been so much fun. I always love chatting with you.
Yeah, likewise. The feeling's totally mutual. So once again, if you need any details, they'll all be in the podcast notes. Thank you so much for listening. Wherever you are in this world, stay safe, stay at home for now, and enjoy this time to connect with your families and perhaps start doing some digging and some deconstructing and unpeeling and to help you show up for yourself. So thanks again for listening. Till next time. Bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.